Unit 8, D1, Exercise 5.
North Norfolk Insurance Brokers, Eamon Gardner speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, hello, this is Frank Bendel again from Germany. We spoke yesterday a couple of times.
Hello, Dr. Bendel. Sorry about the mix-up with the email. I hope you got it all right on the second attempt.
Yes, thank you. Mr. Gardner, I'm calling about the documents you sent me.
Yes?
Well, to be honest, I'm wondering if I'm doing the right thing moving to England. My English isn't as good as I thought. Or rather, my insurance English isn't. I'm quite confident about the rest.
Oh dear, are you having problems?
Yes, lots of problems. I've spent the last few hours in close consultation with my dictionary. There are so many new words.
I wouldn't worry about it, Dr. Bendel. Forms like this can be difficult for native English speakers too.
Well, that makes me feel a bit better. But I don't really understand why I have to fill in the extra document as well as the proposal form.
You mean the assumptions checklist? That's to save time. If you answered incorrect to any of the assumptions, then finding insurance for you would not be such a straightforward procedure any longer.
So it's important that it's accurate?
Oh, yes, very important. Vital, in fact. Wrong information can invalidate the insurance. It would be too late to find that out just at the point when you want to make a claim. Let me guess. Subsidence, landslip, heave. You had problems with those words, am I right?
Yes, you certainly are.
Well, they all refer to movement of land. For example, sinking to a lower level. I expect you organised the home buyer's survey and reports before you decided to buy, didn't you?
Yes, of course.
Good. Well, we'll find the answer in that. I'm sure you'll answer correct to all those statements. But I tell you what, why don't you bring that and all your other paperwork in with you next Tuesday, and we can go through it together and fill in the proposal form at the same time?
Oh, thank you. That's a great help.
No problem. OK, I look forward to seeing you next Tuesday. That's the 11th at 11:30 then.
11:30? I thought you said 11:30.
Yes, I did. 11:30.
Aha. In German, 11:30 or 11:30 would be 10:30.
Really? That's interesting. We've both learned something today. See you next Tuesday then. Goodbye.
Goodbye.